I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When you look at the numbers and you kind of compare them side by side, it was 346 that Altuve hit in 2017. Aaron Judge, 284, 52 home runs to 24 home runs, 114 RBIs to 81 RBIs, 154 hits to 204 hits. You know, Aaron Judge has every right to be ticked off.
Sure.
And he needed to have his moment.
And he did.
And he had his moment yesterday, and that was good for him. He got it off his chest and everything else. As far as LeBron James and Ben Affleck and everybody else, I mean, everybody's weighing in. Everybody wants to give their 2 cents, and LeBron James made a lot of sense. Because if I found out a guy was cheating and I lost my championship trophy, I'd be ticked. And he's right. I mean, I get it. I understand all the anger out there, but the commissioner did it the best way that he thought he could in order to get this thing over with and done with, and that was give immunity to the players. Now, if President Trump wants to pardon the rest of the guys, they can do that. But, you know, this is where it ends. This is they're not doing anything else, no matter who's barking, no matter who is screaming and yelling, no matter how loud the fans may get. They're not taking away the World Series trophy. If they took away the World Series trophy, they would be opening Pandora's box, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
They would have to go back, and then they'd have to evaluate, you know, where were the steroid players? Was there any other cheating going on anywhere else? Were there any other complaints about teams throughout the years? And they would have to go back through all of those things as well. So, look, this thing is not going to stop. It's not going to end anytime soon in terms of people commenting on it. But I think that Aaron Boone was right. Look, at the end of the day, we still have to play this season, and we want to win the world championship this year. So we got to move on. There's nothing else that can be done here. And like you said, three managers have lost their jobs, and the general manager lost their job. If that's not enough of a deterrent, then I don't know what is. Now, you also have guys like Nick Markakis that are taking it to another level.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, and Bellinger, for sure. He also had very strong words. But Markakis, of course, yesterday making headlines with what he said about the Houston Astros. Quote, "I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating. It's wrong. They're messing with people's careers."
All right, what about the steroid guys? Were they messing with people's careers?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Did they take people's jobs? Did they inflate their statistics because of that and then hurt the past players? Like I always say, if there were ever a player that was hurt by the steroid era, it was Bernie Williams. Never took steroids. Just went out there and played the game and played it beautifully.
Derek Jeter.
Yeah, Derek Jeter's another one. But, you know, Bernie Williams will never get thought of as a Hall of Fame player because he played the right way.
Sure.
Especially when you compare his statistics, you know, compared to these other guys that, you know, in the same era that he played.
Yeah, I have to refer back to a tweet yesterday that I saw. Stephon Bondi, who covers basketball for the Daily News, he said the way that the players are coming out against this sign-stealing scandal is so different than the way players came out or did not come out against other players in the steroid scandal, which makes him think that like 90% of the league was on steroids when that was going on.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it really does make you think, right? I mean, the way that everybody is crushing the Astros in this thing, as compared to the steroid scandal, I mean, it was crickets during that deal.
I would say the PED thing is still very much alive. It may not be steroids. It could be HGH. And players are so much smarter nowadays to get themselves around these drug tests.
What you got there, a cracker?
I got a cracker, yeah.
You're eating a cracker here?
Well, you know what I was doing? I was really hungry this morning. I don't know why. So I got one of those protein boxes.
Oh, you did get a protein box.
I
love the protein box from Starbucks. Couple of hard-boiled eggs.
No eggs in this one.
There's no. That's not the protein box.
Well,
you got something else.
It was fruit, cheese, and a little bit of a cracker.
Oh, okay.
No egg.
No egg. So you decided to save the cracker for the air?
Oh, man, it's so good.
I love. See, the original protein box they have is the cheese, the eggs,
Yeah.
And then they give you a packet of that Justin's organic peanut butter.
Well, there's that one too. Yeah, but this
and
one
then
didn't
it's like a
that.
Little I don't even know, like a biscuit of some sort in which you are supposed to spread the peanut butter upon the biscuit.
Yeah.
And I do enjoy that one very much.
So when do we think that it's going to be off the back page? The Houston Astro thing. Do we think of a couple weeks, a month, or is it just going to continue to go on and on and on and on and on?
We got to think about the sports calendar, right? So I think that obviously when games start in March, it'll ratchet back up in the sense that we'll be paying attention to the Houston Astros, how people handle the Astros and all of that. But then I think it'll slowly dissipate. But you know, right now, you don't have a lot to digest outside of this because we haven't hit NFL free agency yet. That's the answer. NFL free agents.
NFL free agents right
That's
around the corner.
Answer.
You already had one guy signing.
Yeah.
You know, and
Greg Olsen with
Greg
the Seahawks.
Olsen with the Seahawks. So that's, you know, this is starting to percolate now, you know?
Yeah, so that's when it'll start.
And also Drew Brees is going back to the Saints.
He is. So you've got NFL free agency into March Madness, into the draft. I think that's when we'll turn our attention to something else, into obviously the opening day will happen.
We also have the NBA, right, going into the playoffs. You have the NHL yes. going into the playoffs. We still have the NHL trade deadline, which is interesting because the Rangers are going to decide whether or not they're going to be sellers here at the trade deadline. Now, interestingly enough, yesterday the Rangers went on a trip. They have a two-game road trip, one in Chicago tonight, and then Friday they're in Carolina. And you'd wonder, you know, would trades happen when these guys are away from home? And you say, yeah, normally you'd say yes.
Yeah.
But in this case, I think it may not happen until after Friday.
Hmm.
You know why?
Well, why is that, Boomer?
Because the Rangers are on their mom's trip. Like, their moms are gone with
the
them.
Mom's trip.
Could you imagine, like, Chris Kreider getting traded with his mom there and everything?
Can't I mean, have
that. Would be really hard. Although she would probably help pick up the emotional pieces.
Yeah. It actually might even be a good thing. You know, have that rock to be able to lean upon in a tough time.
Yeah, I love the fact that the NHL does stuff like this. So they,
I thought
they,
it was only the dad's
no,
trip. They do
dad's
the mom's trip,
and
too?
A mom's trip. Yeah, of course they do.
Oh, okay. I know
I mean,
the dad.
These are hockey moms, man. You know, they're watching every game. They're watching every shift. And the fact that the teams around the league came up with this, I think it's a great thing. But I would suggest that if you're going to do this, you should do it not quite as close to the trade deadline because some really awkward and kind of wacky moments could happen in a situation like this.
I always love when they do the dad's trip and then they show the dads in the box.
Yes.
And then you get like five guys who are like from Sault Ste. Marie, Canada, that are just chugging like Molson up there.
Yeah, 100%.
Having the greatest time of their
yes,
life.
Yes, and I think the moms are probably doing the same
oh,
thing.
Probably, yes, probably. So yeah, you have that coming up as well. So to answer your question, I think that it's twofold. When people stop talking about it, like when players finally are done saying what they have to say about it, and then that'll get it off the back page, and then you need something else in sports to happen.
Well, you know, you also have like, so in golf, you have Brooks Koepka, like alluding to the fact that Patrick Reed is like a Houston Astro. I mean, you have that happening in other sports now.
Yeah, I mean, this is why this thing is the best thing that ever could have happened to baseball. This is why. Because it is now the predominant story in sports. It hasn't been in a very long time. You got stars of other sports that are commenting on it to bring it forward. You've got a legit villain, and I was talking about, which drives viewership and interest in any sport. I mean, the fact that LeBron's tweeting about it, and even though it's negative stuff, but he's tweeting about it, that LeBron's tweeting about it and Brooks Koepka's talking about it and it's still out there every day and every star player in baseball is talking about it. I mean, this is the most baseball has been talked about in February that I can ever remember in my life. Usually it's pitchers and catchers, and this is going to happen and that's going to happen. And quite frankly, the biggest Aaron Judge news yesterday wasn't him talking about the Houston Astros because we knew he was already pissed about that. It was the fact that he's dealing with the shoulder still and how he's a guy that generally when he gets an injury, it's a lingering injury. That's a bigger deal.
Well, they say it wasn't a big deal. They say just a
okay,
couple days rest,
sure.
He'll be fine. I mean, when did he hurt it?
I mean, every time the guy gets hurt, it's not a big deal, right?
Well, I mean,
he broke his hand, it wasn't a big deal.
He gets hurt a lot.
It wasn't a big deal. And this wasn't a big deal. You know, you asked me yesterday about who had the most pressure on them going into the Yankee season, and Jerry was in here too, and we both, you know, got Giancarlo Stanton out of our mouths quicker than the next guy.
Yes.
But what about Aaron Judge getting a full healthy season together?
Wouldn't it be nice to play 150 games or 140 games, whatever?
How about that?
How about that?
How about Judge, bro, finally putting together a season? You know? You know, I really think that would be nice. If we can get him healthy for a full year.
Is he back doing that?
I don't know, actually. No, I think that the World War I Listerine was able to make that go away.
I mean, you know, it's gotten progressively worse for him. In 2017, played, you know, 155
games.
That's
when he should have won the MVP.
That's right. And then he came back and followed that up with 112 games. And then last year was 102 games.
Yeah. That's nice a lot of missed games.
How about 140 games? Can we shoot
140
for that?
Games?
Yeah.
Here's a good bet for you. Over under. Games played. I'll give you two players in New York.
Okay.
Aaron Judge, 145 is the over under.
Is that real or are you making this line?
I'm making it up right now. Remember, I'm a good odds maker. Remember that time that I set the line at Brody Van Wagenen saying Luis like 6.5, and you guys are like, no, it's got to be like 15, and he said it's 6.
I can set lines. He was listening to us, and he knew how many times he was going to say it.
All right, so I'm setting a line.
That doesn't count.
Setting a line, 145 over-under for Aaron Judge games played. Where are you going with that? 112, 102.
God, I'm going to have to go under.
You're going to go under 145, okay.
Yeah, so he'll play 140.
All right, games played. Yoenis Cespedes.
Oh, God.
Over-under 80.
Games played for the Mets? Under.
Well, okay, I shouldn't say for the Mets. No, period, this season.
Under.
Under 80, no matter where he is, even if they trade him. Under.
I don't know what they're doing with him, and I have no idea what he's doing.
Well, he's not talking.
Yeah, I know.
And he's using us as fuel in his ear pods.
I mean, in the last 2 years alone, he's missed 286 games. and by the way, you know, he's got some set of stones, man.
Not talking about
the amount of money that he has gotten paid for the amount of games that he has lost. 2017, he missed half the season. 2018, he missed three quarters of the season. In 2019, he essentially missed the whole season. It's
right.
Gotten progressively worse.
I mean, he's upset at the media for crushing him, but he forgets that, you know, he's the one that fell in the hole running away from a boar, and it was so bad the Mets went and took his entire salary. He's responsible for it.
But you also have to remember this. He was also the player that was on the injured list when he was out playing golf.
Yep. That's right.
Don't sit here and tell me that, you know, it's one thing to be injured. And I can understand all that. You know, and it's unfortunate. You know, Seth Lugo breaks a little toe in his foot.
How do you do that? In a hotel room?
Jammed it into something or, you know, who
knows? But jammed it into what?
You've been in a hotel room before.
I've been in a hotel room before. I haven't jammed my toe into something in a hotel room.
No, I hope you don't get hurt this week when you go to Vegas.
Me too.
And you go cranking into a hotel room, you know, like at 2 a.m. in the morning, coming back from whatever you're doing. But, it happens. Those things happen. But, man, the fact that you have a player that got so much money because the fan base demanded it and then has missed three-fourths, maybe even four-fifths of the games he should have played over the last 3 years.
Right, and it's the media's fault.
Yeah. And you know, on top of all of that, I mean, you know, he steps in a hole running away from a wild boar or whatever the hell happened. I mean, that's bizarre. That is like totally bizarre.
Yeah, it is.
And heel surgery. Nobody has heel surgery. He had
two heels.
Of them.
He had two heels. He got the calcium sucked out of both heels. That's what happened there. And Troy Tulowitzki, I remember this time last year, we're like, wow, you know, Tulowitzki with the Yankees, we can really watch what it's like for a guy who has surgery on his heels to try to make a comeback.
How'd that work?
He retired after 8 days.
Right.
That was it. So, Yoenis Cespedes can make all the hype videos he wants of him working out and doing whatever, and he hit a couple of home runs in batting practice. I mean, please. I mean, does he really want people to just think he's going to be great this year?
I mean, for a guy like him, a guy like Aaron Judge, a guy like Stanton, these guys have got to stay healthy. I mean, my God. I mean, what can I tell you? They're making the amount of money well, not Judge so much, but the amount of money that Stanton and Cespedes have been making and the fact that they're not playing, it's Kyrie Irving-esque, and it's almost, you know, Kevin Durant-esque.
Well,
Kevin
Durant,
although I saw a video of Kevin shooting.
I know,
yesterday.
It's amazing, right?
He looked good. He looked good shooting, but, you know, I don't know necessarily, you know, running up and down the court for 30 minutes ain't going to work.
Yeah, well, Kyrie's out again, and that video
when
came out.
When did he get hurt?
I don't know. I mean, he's re-aggravated his shoulder.
Off?
I mean, maybe it happened in one of the last games before the break. Maybe
did
when
he play in one of the last games during a break? When was the last time he played?
Maybe he high-fived the guy when he found out he was the new player rep for the Players Association. He was the head of the Players Association, went for a high-five, and pow, shoulder impingement. There it is. Out again. And indefinitely. Don't you love that? The old indefinitely.
So how much are the Nets paying Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant not to play?
It's a lot of money. It's definitely a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say, what is it? It's $70-something million, $75 million this year.
I mean, he's played 20 games this year.
Yeah, Joe Tsai can't be happy about cutting those checks every... They get checks biweekly?
I would say every 2 weeks, yeah.
That's interesting.
And I would think it would be direct deposit. You know, back in the day, we had to go down and get our check. And, you know, the Bengals made it so hard to weave your way through the stadium to go get the check. You had to actually go physically grab the check and then go to the bank and put it into the
let's
bank.
Let's figure this out because I got to know this now.
Yeah.
So what's Kevin Durant's making? How much money this year?
I think $41 million.
All right, so he's making...
He's shooting around now.
I want to know what his biweekly check is. All right, so it's 41.
So you got to go buy... They get paid during the season.
5, 6. All right.
Unless they get some money guaranteed at
signing. Oh, so it doesn't happen all year round then? So we have to
do it during the season? Yeah.
So it's biweekly during the season. So now I got to figure out how many weeks the season is, which now screws
everything
up.
7 months, seven
seems
and
like
a half.
Playing forever. So.
October through April, right?
Let's do 7 months, which is 28 weeks. You want to do that? 28 weeks. 14 paychecks. You want to do 30 weeks, 15 paychecks? Just give me something. Let's do 15
all right,
paychecks.
Hold on. I'll give you exactly. So their season started, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, October 23rd.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And it goes all the way until Wednesday, April 15th.
All right, so how many
months? October 23rd to the 15th. Just say April 23rd. So it's October 23rd, October, right? November.
Yep. So we're talking 7 months.
December.
7 months.
January,
right?
February, March.
Six.
April. Six months.
6 months. 6 months.
6 months. Two checks per month.
Two checks per month.
Right.
6 months. So we're talking
that's 12 paychecks.
You still got more cracker. So you got...
You want one?
No,
thanks.
Really good. No, I obviously. So we're going 41 million divided by 12?
Yeah.
All right. Divided by 12. Now, all right, but now we got to take taxes out of that. So that's so.
Take a good. I would say, you know, between New York state tax and the federal tax rate.
How much is coming? So that's three.
And then other fees and all this other crap.
That's $3.4 million per check.
Yeah, take about 52% out of that.
All right, so we're talking about.
Because he's probably getting hit with city taxes too, I would imagine.
So we're so he's taking home about $1.7 million every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. How's that sound?
It sounds pretty good.
That's not bad. And the first time we saw him shoot a basketball was yesterday.
Right.
Well, 1.7 every two weeks. And that's the take home. That's in the pocket.
So how much was Stanton making last year?
I mean, it was $30 million, right? I don't think it wasn't 41, it was $30 million. Same type of thing. So, but at least the Nets knew that Kevin Durant wasn't playing this year as opposed to Stan, who was supposed to have a big year and then never did.
Right.
All right. It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan, CBS Sports Network and Radio.com. Coming up next, it was a long day. Many people involved. A lot of helpers, a lot of friends of the show. But last night, about 6 o'clock, it arrived on my doorstep. I will tell you what that is, and we will unveil it on CBS Sports Network and then on Twitter coming up in just a couple of
minutes. All right, Jerry.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.